Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Isaiah 53. At this time, we have the opportunity to gather together as one body in Christ and reflect on the sacrifice of our Savior. We have the opportunity to take time away from our week, a respite from our worries, to think about his nail-scarred hands, his broken body, and the blood that was shed for us, and know in our hearts and in our minds the great price that was paid for our salvation, and the great love that our Father in heaven has for us. Let's read from Isaiah 53 as we think about these things. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground, he has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due? His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he would see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sins of many and interceded for the transgressors. Let us go to God in prayer as we prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. Our Father in heaven, our God, our Creator, and our refuge, we humbly come before you now, thanking you so much for your immeasurable love. Recognizing now, dear Lord, with penitent and contrite hearts, how unworthy we are to receive it. With heavy hearts, dear Lord, we confess our sins to you and recognize that we are so imperfect and that our transgressions have separated us from you. In this, dear Lord, we also give praise, knowing that because of your love, because of your grace, because of your patience, you have measured out a plan through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and King, to redeem our souls, to wash our sins away, and unite us eternally with you. Because of this, dear Lord, we boast not in ourselves, but in Jesus Christ alone, his death and his resurrection. At this hour, dear Lord, we reflect how it was our sins that held our Savior to that cruel cross, to be broken, to be poured out, to be wounded for our ransom. We thank you for the price that was paid, dear Lord, and forever look to Jesus for hope, for joy, for peace, and for rest. We thank you, dear Lord, and we pray this prayer in Jesus' name.